Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
From the Vatican to St. Patrick's, all the rumors, all the gossip, the predictions, the projections were all right. As you know, Timothy Cardinal Dolan is retiring from his role as the Archbishop of New York, and now a fellow Chicagoan to Pope Leo will take over the reins in February.
Meet the incoming Archbishop of New York.
My name is Ron Hicks.
Simply put, Ronald Hicks, by way of Chicago, succeeds Timothy Cardinal Dolan in the months to come. He leaned into his experiences serving in Mexico and Central America.
I speak Spanish, but it's more than that. I was really formed by the Latino church, and I have a great heart for the Latino community.
And he says he's eager to embrace the diversity that is New York. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A terrible fire in Queens this morning, leaving one woman dead, four others, including a firefighter, hurt. The fire broke out in an apartment building on 80th Street in Jackson Heights about 5 o'clock this morning. An 80-year-old woman was pronounced dead inside her first-floor unit. Three other residents were hurt, one while climbing down a fire escape, it says here. A firefighter suffered non-life-threatening injuries while tackling the flames. They don't know what caused this fire. They're still investigating. Well, City Council introducing a bill today that will create a New York City agency that would deploy mental health teams to respond to 911 calls, which is a key part of Mayor-elect Mamdani's agenda. Progressive council member Lincoln Ressler sponsored the bill. 26 council members are behind it so far, indicating a strong base support. Ressler says, you know, we keep asking these cops to respond to a lot of mental health related calls, and it distracts them from preventing and solving more violent crimes. Mamdani has talked about a civilian-led Department of Community Safety, which would operate separately from the police and would dispatch mental health teams to certain calls and expand street-level programs intended to stop the cycle of violence. In other words, cops would not be the default responders to mental health calls, so we'll see how far it gets. Stay tuned, everybody. Slowly but surely, the mayor-elect is getting his people settled in. Zoran Mamdani presenting a steady stream of appointments the last few weeks as he puts his team together. Well, today he named his budget director a City Hall veteran that most recently worked for CUNY.
The mayor-elect made the announcement in the public housing complex where Sharif Suleiman grew up.
The director of the Office of Management and Budget might not be a name that every New Yorker can immediately recite, but it is someone who has the power to shape nearly every aspect of the city we call home.
But Suleiman's cuts as CUNY's CFO led to protest. With a large deficit, he may face even bigger challenges delivering on Mamdani's affordability agenda.
Our preliminary budget will reflect the mayor's priorities, and we will have a preliminary budget that's balanced.
Suleiman also worked for Mayor Adams and de Blasio. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Also, the mayor-elect signed a letter, along with more than 100 other local politicians, to pressure the city's largest hospital groups to settle a labor dispute with their unionized nurses and before their contracts expire at the end of this year. Michelle Jones is a nurse represented by the union.
We hope that the letter that will be signed by the elected leader and mayor-elect Zoran Mandani will push the hospital and make them understand that this contract is for not just for the nurses, but for the patient and the general New York community.
Safe working conditions are one of the things at the top of that list. The Nurses Association reps some 20,000 nurses. Their employers include Presby, Mount Sinai, Montefiore, Maimonides, and so-called safety net hospitals in Brooklyn, Queens, as well as Staten Island. And after all the pretrial hearings now and bickering over what should or should not be presented as evidence in the upcoming trial of accused Midtown shooter Luigi Mangione, the judge says, I'll let you all know what I think in May. Happy holidays! Prosecutors rested their case after calling nearly 20 people over the last 3 weeks or so, many of them police officers involved in the arrest of Mangione in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Mangione's team opted not to call any witnesses. They're saying police didn't do things right when they arrested him, but prosecutors say they did everything by the book. It'll be up to the judge to make the call.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.